Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Costner. I'm a regional director out of the Southern Ohio market. I want to welcome you to the Morning Mojo. We do the Morning Mojos Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays of each week. It's a 10 to 15 minute morning pick-me-up, get you started, hopefully on a good note. And this morning, hopefully, I'm going to maybe take you down that path also this morning. And I want to use as a theme or a topic this morning, discovering me, discovering you. And I want to use the book I want to use it as my basis is John C. Maxwell's book, The Power of Five for Network Marketing. That's John C. Maxwell's The Power of Five for Network Marketing. And, you know, in the book, he goes through, you know, all the benefits of doing network marketing, and he talks about, you know, that it's probably one of the greatest industries to be in, and he talks about all the just the fantastic things. You know, it really started to open my eyes, but then he talked about basically the five things that all these successful people do on a consistent basis. And I want to give those five things to you before I get to the meat of what I want to talk about this morning. And he says that every day you must grow because growth matters. And he says every day you must connect because connection matters. And he says you must think successfully because mindset matters. And he says you must lead because leadership matters. And he says you must add value because significance matters. And, you know, and those all five things we must do, and we must do them on a consistent basis. And that's really what network marketing is really all about. But I want to digress for a moment, and I want to take you back through a journey for probably the last 2 years. You know, and don't get me wrong, the pandemic was a horrible thing to take place, but, you know, but it turned out to be a great thing for me. Because, see, my Bible tells me that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And so I began to look for the good things that took place in that. And one of the things that took place is that when the pandemic took place, we as a group, we pivoted. See, some people in the country, they shut down and they stopped and they halted everything, but we didn't halt. We got together and we got on Zooms and we formed groups and we began to share with each other. You know what? And I began to be able to connect with people and began to share with people. And they began to connect with me and share with me. And we went to a whole different level. See, I got to know some people and know some things about them that basically I would have never got an opportunity to know. And to realize that basically the level of people that we have in our organization. See, we've got some phenomenal people that are walking in our midst that have just absolutely fantastic talents. And basically in this medium, they got an opportunity to shine. And, you know, and it's really has been just a phenomenal journey for us. And, you know, and so, you know, when I look at it, you see, remember now, we have probably all got started because of money. But if you stay in this journey long enough, you'll realize that it's not really all about money. I understand the compensation plan, but now the compensation plan understands me. See, I get the CAB, see, that's the CAB, but now I get the BAB, which are the blessing acquisition bonuses. Because, see, every day, see, I get blessings from the connections that I've made here. And basically, and those things flow out to the people that I meet and the people that I get to touch. See, I've learned now that basically that I don't have to promote myself. I promote others, and it promotes me. See, I've learned that basically that I can be the biggest thing in the room by making others bigger than me. And see, it's all about those connections that we've made in this medium, in this forum that we've had during this time and in this period. See, we've got a chance to connect all over the country. See, this morning I heard people from Texas. I met people from Arizona. I met people from Florida. I met people from Maryland, Pennsylvania. I've met them from all over, which I would have never had the opportunity to have met and to got to know on such a personal level had it not been for the pandemic. And so the pandemic basically did a great thing for me. It gave me a chance to grow and to prosper, basically, in the human capital that I got a chance to take hold of. But, you know, there's another medium that we get a chance to do. You know, because, see, I used to have to go to an international event just to meet somebody, just to have maybe a conversation, and if I heard their voice on a call, maybe to put a face with a call. But you know, now I get to see everybody. I know who and what they are because I see them. But now we get a chance to make another shift. See, because come March the 18th and 19th, we get a chance to go, basically to take it to another level. See, those people I got to see on screen, I get to now go to discover them, and they get to discover me. See, we can meet up live and basically be in Oklahoma City and basically get a chance to share with one another in person. See, it now takes the international events to a whole different level for me. It makes it basically where I'm now not looking for somebody to talk to. I'm looking for those I need to talk to and those I want to connect with because I know who they are. And so I'm no longer basically in search of who I want to talk to. And so I'm asking you that basically that if you know who you are and know what you are, you'll meet me in Oklahoma City because that's where we need to be. Because, see, my success formula is playing out itself because it says when my passion and my talent get together, it forms an association and it takes action. And because of my faith, it produces success. And success is going to be in Oklahoma City when we come together for a massive celebration. So for those of you this morning that are joining me here on this call, hey, take a look at where you are right now. Take a look at all the success you've had during this pandemic period and basically look at where you'll be able to jump off to a whole new different level if you'll meet me in Oklahoma City on March the 18th through the 19th. See, I just want to come to tell you that I love you and I'm hoping that you will have a very blessed day. This is the Rhino telling you have a tremendous day. Goodbye.